Burn Wall Street by Andrew Ewan. Burn Wall Street is a very political piece coming from a neutral point of view. Burn Wall Street will consist of five buildings depicting our country's financial center and the Central Park. Tecate Park, named after the cheap Mexican beer that conveniently rhymes with the iconic Zuccotti Park, is an open area that can become a forum for the discussion of ideas. Each piece will be highly interactive and represent the power of Wall Street. All five of these buildings will be illuminated from the inside, creating a New York City-like skyline. Each of the four outer buildings will also have a neon logo sign of each company they represent. There will also be two searchlights aimed at the porch of the NYSE building, illuminating the porch and the American flag. The beacon of light coming from the top of the Merrill Lynch building will be seen for miles. The five buildings that make up Burn Wall Street will be the NYSE. The main building is the New York Stock Exchange. Its facade will replicate the infamous porch under a giant American flag where people can dress for success and be or pretend to be the one percenters, jeering at the hippies across the way. The bell will be rung each morning at 9 a.m. At the bell ringing, there will be a keynote speaker who will discuss their viewpoint and present possible solutions. Speakers will share a diverse perspective and each intends to provoke meaningful conversation. The next building is Bank of Un-America. This towering red and blue building will have tellers inside to receive participants' foreclosure notices and bank statements showing bad banking practices. These foreclosure notices and bank statements will be glued all over the inside of the Bank of Un-America, where they will remain until they are burned with Wall Street. The reason why they are glued on the inside is so that the Burning Man community can see just how these banking practices are affecting people in our own community. Participants will be able to release the negativity of their experience when the building burns. Wouldn't you want to burn your foreclosure notice in a giant towering Bank of Un-America? Goldman Sachs. The Goldman Sachs building represents the huge power that Goldman Sachs wields in our world. The inside, however, will be a giant jungle gym representing how twisted Goldman Sachs is on the inside as they sell stocks to their customers while betting against those same stocks. If one can climb this corporate ladder, they will be rewarded with a corner office view. At 72 feet, this is the highest point in Black Rock City that you can get this year. Merrill Lynched. The Merrill Lynched building will house four giant murals on the inside that will be painted by different muralists whose artwork will combine at the top. These murals will be accented by four searchlights pointing up inside the building that will go through the four open spaces in the roof, creating a beacon of light at night. Images of riots and fire will be projected on the building at night. The Chaos Manhattan Building. Here, donors will be able to turn in their receipts for their collateralized debt obligations, CDOs, for Burn Wall Street bucks. But be forewarned, the Chaos Manhattan will be a bank that will also have tellers, but these tellers will be charging participants swag and Burn Wall Street bucks for outrageous things like using the pen, standing on the floor, and breathing bank air. Just like banks seem to do these days. When we were young, banks paid you money in the form of interest to keep your money in their banks. And now it seems they charge so many outrageous fees and give so little, if any, interest that you actually lose money by putting it into the bank. Each morning, the ringing of the stock exchange bell starts the trading day. Did you walk on or around the copy of your Bill of Rights as you entered the exchange? Will you climb the Goldman Sachs jungle gym? Did you paste your foreclosure notice on the Bank of Un-America wall for burning? Or just come to the park and start a discussion about financial reform at the open forum? The artists see the Tea Party and the Occupy movements as very similar. They are both groups of Americans that know that things must change. One group has been hijacked by the right-wing extremists and the other the left-wing extremists. Using wedge issues, the powers that be are keeping them both from the actual goal of reforming Wall Street and saving our economy. We are not the one percenters or the 99 percenters. We are all Americans that need to fix this. Because the rest of the world is linked to our economy, this affects the whole world. The artists are asking people to put down their Bibles and communist manifestos so we can get together and come up with actual solutions from a rational perspective.